afternoon, Truth Wins team. We know you all had a wonderful 4th of July celebrating our beautiful country. And, oh, get healed.
Get healed.
It's a good thing. Everybody needs to be healed of all kinds of things.
We're healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Right. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Well, really in Isaiah 53, where it says, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. All the things occurred to make our bank account healthy, our body healthy, our relationships.
He covered
health,
it all.
Covered it all on the cross, and it's a one-shot deal.
We're blessed by Jesus.
Right, we're no longer under the curse of the law. We're redeemed from
right,
the curse
Galatians
of the law.
Right, Galatians 3:13.
Or we could do Galatians 2:20, where
2:20,
it says,
right.
We died with Christ.
We died with Christ, meaning that we died to the old contract with God in the Judaism.
Right, so we're no longer under the law, but before we go any farther, let's say a quick prayer and then we'll be back with you.
Praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father, for all your ways. We become the revelation of God permeates our being with the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of your word. Your word covers it all. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We're kings and priests, and we thank you, Father, for that. We have to know that. We are very confident in that, that we are what he says we are. And we ask this, that this production today is a very big revelation to the body of Christ. And we ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. And we all said,
amen.
Amen.
Well, what we want to teach you is what people want to know. We've been talking to different groups. And first, I'll give you an example of a miraculous healing that happened. Probably it was maybe in the 30s or 40s, possibly before penicillin. But it's still relevant today. There was a young boy who was 9 who became sick and had an infection. And they prayed for him to be well, and he seemed to get worse. So they took him to the hospital, and it was pronounced that his kidneys were failing, that he would be dead by the end of the day. And his father was allowed in the ICU for only 5 minutes a day. So when he went in, he told his son, as he was laying there, to repeat, I'm going to say what he says, Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sickness. I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. So the little boy laid in bed, and when he was awake, that's what he did. And the first day passed.
He said it for thousands of times.
Right, because the first day passed, and he didn't die, but it wasn't visible yet that he was well. So they could have thought, oh, he's going to die, or they might even been told he's going to die. But he just kept saying the same thing, the thing as he repeated to himself, continually, Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I shall live and not die. So you can do the same thing.
So you can do the same in Matthew 6:33.
Or you can choose one.
Seek first the kingdom of God. That's what he was doing.
Right. Or you can say, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and quickens my mortal body.
Romans 10:2. Isn't that what it is?
Right. Or you could say really what we were talking about, Isaiah.
Isaiah 53:5.
I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Oh,
that's what I did
right.
when
Matthew,
I...
Second Peter 2:24.
That's what I did.
1 Peter 2:24.
Continue till when I got healed of allergies that were horrible, like I would sneeze and cry and couldn't ever be outdoors. And then
I kept saying,
I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I said it and said it and said it and said it. And then it's like I knew that I knew, and the spiritual transfer happened.
And so, she said, she's coming out to my car, my truck. She goes, I'm healed. And I go, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself. I didn't say no.
Because you didn't see it.
I go, it wasn't visible. And she's dripping and red-faced and all that.
But that was it.
She's
done.
Healed. And
but
I go, I believe you're healed. In Jesus' name. I agreed with her.
Right. And so the lesson that I were trying to teach this is, in the group I'm in, it's a group of, well, there's some men, but more women. One of the women was saying, well, I say that, but then doubts pop in my mind. How do I solve it? And the person that was the leader of the group said, well, what you have to do is really say like the little boy did, I shall live and not die. It's kind of like if you're doing you're doing the plumbing and you know there needs to be a washer in the plumbing to have it work, and someone tries to fix the faucet without the washer, you know that's not true. Well, that's like Satan saying to you, you're not healed. That's not
right,
true.
Right, he's trying to put a wrench in the works to stop you from receiving your blessing.
Right, because we don't go by what we see. We go
now,
by faith.
Now, whose report do you believe?
Right, because when the people came and said the daughter was dead, he just said, Jesus.
Only believe.
Only
Jesus
believe.
Said to Jairus, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, only believe.
He said, only believe. Don't think anything else. Just know
right.
that it's
so,
coming to
so
fruition.
So when that thought comes to you, whatever it be, like I can't pay my bills, I'm still sick, I'm getting divorced.
Yeah, whose report
you go,
do you believe?
No, I'm going to believe what the word says.
God said it, I believe it, and that settles it.
Right, so that's what we're teaching on today. We are going through, we have been going on through the healings that Jesus did, but this is what, I'm going to put this up for a minute and we'll just read it and then we'll be back with you.
It says, a good thing to repeat every day to obtain and to keep your healing. Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Right, so I would suggest you find a verse. Right now, I'm actually making a book. I'm working on a book, but not to sell. This is my own personal book. We were told in the group I'm in, pick something that you're believing for that's beyond what you think would be possible, because nothing's impossible to God, and start getting verses and repeating them, repeating them, repeating them, go over them. And it will change, and you will be like the master pianist who practiced for 1,000 hours, 2,000 hours, and you will have whatever it is that God has promised you. It's not you have anything, it's what God has promised you, because he abides in you and you in him. Ask what you will, and it'll be so. It didn't
so,
say
amen.
Just ask anything. He does give you your desires, but they're godly desires. He doesn't give you other desires.
They're in line with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
So we'll go on to our next thing, because we are teaching on healing, how Jesus healed people. So let's see what he was up to.
It says in Matthew 12:22-25, then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, and the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand.
Right. I like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, because, oh, isn't it? We can see sad, you see. So
sad,
they're
sad, you see. They're kind of dummy.
And Pharisees is kind of weird, because they aren't very fair.
And we know that in the history kind of that we found out that the Sadducees didn't believe in the Holy Spirit or any afterbirth. And they were mainly Greeks that had become Jews.
But that's off the topic.
The
Philistines?
The other group.
I just saw our computer do a really weird thing.
Yeah, that was weird. And they were the only Jews that became Christians. Yeah, they were the Pharisees. And Paul was a Pharisee, and Gamaliel was a Pharisee. So the greater group of the Jews were the Pharisees.
Okay, so we're going back to our healing.
And also they were saying that they were said he was the son of David, because they knew the son of David was going to be the Messiah.
Well, the people did. Mm-hmm. But the Pharisees, who weren't very
they
fair,
were trying
you
to,
see, they were not very fair.
They're walking in the light of the devil.
Right, they were not very fair, because they rather see the person sick almost. They're saying the
right,
devil.
They were taking money.
It's like, wow, to just think that the devil would heal people. That's so strange.
Right, yeah. And Jesus said,
no.
It didn't happen.
We'll go on to see what else is there.
It says in Luke 11:14, and he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out, that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. And the dictionary mute, the word mute, characterized by absence of speech or such as refusing to plea directly or stand trial, the prisoner stands mute.
Which is kind of interesting that the demon knew who Jesus was.
Yeah, the demon wasn't saying
anything. The Pharisees don't seem to know. So what I'm saying by that is when other people, even if they seem like they should be wise or of authority, if it isn't what the Bible says and it isn't what the Word of God says, then probably go, I think I'm ignoring this. So if people ask you, is it the will of God to heal? Well, if you really read your Bible, you will see, like, go read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He healed them all. He healed them all. And he cast out demons. And he healed them all. And he healed them all. And then he told us, go cast out demons, heal them all.
Yeah, Mark 16:15-19. The first thing he says, cast out demons and lay hands on, and speak with new tongues and lay hands on the sick and they shall be recover.
Right.
And so, and if you have any sickness or, I mean, any poison or anything, it will not have affect you.
Right. And it is kind of interesting because we're in our doctoral program now and we're studying a book and it was referencing speaking in tongues. And we realize if you look originally, the disciples and the 120 were all born again and Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit. So they waited and then they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongues. And then there's the case of, I think it was when Philip went somewhere, the Samaritans, yeah, were healed. I mean, were born again, but they didn't ask about they didn't ask about speaking
Peter
in tongues because they didn't know about it, but then they did. And then there's a third case where the people just got born again and the Holy Spirit fell
right
on
there,
them.
Fell right on them, and they spoke in tongues almost immediately after receiving salvation.
Right, and so we want to make it clear.
And they got infilled with the Holy Spirit.
I do want to make it clear. When you're born again, you ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life and
Amen.
Ask for forgiveness of sins and know
and
that he was raised from the dead.
You're in.
Right.
You're go to heaven.
Right. And so if you're not baptized in water, you're not baptized with the Holy Spirit or whatever, that's fine.
Or infilled with the Holy Spirit. I like that better. Infilled with the Holy Spirit.
Right. And if you don't really produce a lot of fruits of the Spirit, like you're supposed to do that, love, joy, peace.
Goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness,
temperance,
and
meekness.
Which is
things you can receive after you're born again or you make Jesus the Lord of your life. You don't have to receive all those things to get into heaven, but they're like little presents sitting under the Christmas tree.
Yeah,
open
it's like,
them up.
Like my dad was in the Air Force, and it's like the airplane takes off with the fuel. The fuel, you see the light in the night. You could see the flame coming up, but then they got to get there fast. They turn on the afterburner. Well, I equal the afterburner is the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. You get an extra power, authority and knowledge and understanding and wisdom through the interaction
right,
with the Holy Spirit.
You.
It says it edifies you.
There's kind of two
You're
forms.
Already edified. You're already filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, when you get born again. But you get the overflow of the Holy Spirit when you receive that. And all you do is ask and it will come. There's no barrier to somebody to speak in tongues.
Right, and it's just like getting the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. But there is the aspects of the, it's kind of like we are a person, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a grandmother, I'm an employee for people. You're all kinds of things, but I'm just me. So the Holy Spirit helps you speak in tongues for your personal life. He also, as he wills, which is a different form of the thing, speaking in tongues, for the body of Christ. And then it's to be two or three in the church and an interpretation, which is different than your personal time with God and the Holy Spirit. So that you just got to study and learn what it is. And it's like a present and just take it out from under the tree.
I want everything God wants to give me.
Right.
And so I don't want to go, oh, no, that's not for me today. And all the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the whoever out there trying to say, use that today or we don't have that today. And I'm going, no, you don't want to. But
if you don't understand it, go study it.
You
got
to covet it. A lot of times, the word says to covet those things that are a blessing of the Lord. He's very, you know, he don't want to give it to you unless you want to take it.
Well, no, he already gave it to you. You just got to cultivate it.
You got to understand it. Don't listen to glittering generalities over here that refutes it.
No, it's just like your salvation. You ask for it, you repent, you get it.
Yeah,
you
and God's not going to force you to have your salvation. You receive the salvation because you asked for it. Right. You want it. And you said, Jesus is Lord, and you said you believe that he raised from the dead, Romans 9:10. And also it says also you could confess your sins, you know. Well, yeah, we confess our sins.
Right, and so then you just go receive all the other gifts. So we're going to go to our next scripture, see what other little gem we have.
It says in Luke 10:8-9, whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you.
Right, so that's...
The kingdom of God has come near to you.
That's Jesus telling us...
We have that today.
Yeah, Jesus is telling us what our commission is. Our commission is to go out and then to heal...
Be born again first.
Well, obviously they...
Obviously you got to be born again, or it says in Mark 16:15-90, if you're not born again, you're going to...
You're damned,
it says. You know, you better get your act together.
Okay, so we're going to go to, because you like this so well, we're going to our next one.
Mark 16:70. Yeah, Mark is my, you know, he was the man. And one of them. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. And there's no barrier. It didn't stop somewhere in time. God's the same day. It says yesterday, today, and forever. He didn't stop tongues.
It's no, because Paul spoke in tongues more than them all. And he was not a disciple.
And he only time he saw Jesus was on the way to Damascus, and it was through a vision. It wasn't really physically there.
Right, and we see that all the people that they went to, the Samaritan spoke in tongues. They were not, it didn't die with.
And a lot of people have seen Jesus in a vision today even.
Right. And so we'll go on to our next scripture. We have one more scripture.
Ephesians 1:22-23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Right, so that's pretty nice because he gave us, we really have the authority because Jesus gave us authority. It's his power, and we're given authority to use his words, to use his name, be healed in the name of Jesus.
And we're alluding to the last chapter and the same event in Matthew. The last chapter of Matthew says that he raised the dead, and he says, all power is given unto me from in heaven and on earth and under the earth, I'm sure.
Right. I think that's neat. We're going to go on. Remember, here's our book. Thank you to all the people who have bought it and written reviews about it. We've donated, I think so far, Grace has donated $200 to Dog Rescue just from this book. We hope that you'll continue, like for young children's birthdays, for Christmas, think about it, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Give it to people for birthday presents, Christmas presents, just I love you grandchildren presents or children presents.
And if you're local to us, we have a Bubby, I call her. Hollywood has her own signature.
Right,
she stamp that on the inside.
Right, she has a footprint, and Grace will sign it on the side.
Yeah.
So if you want a signed copy, you can email us at prayer@truthwins.com.
Right, and we'll get that to you.
To get you assigned with Hollywood signature.
Yeah,
and
Hollywood
Grace
signature
and Grace.
And
yeah.
Grace.
And Grace is actually working on her next book. She's been commissioned by a woman to do a book for her grandchildren, so we may put that up soon. If you go to Amazon, you can just put it in at the Life of Hollywood and put grace, and it should populate with that cover on it.
Right.
And you can buy it that way. And then
it's a beautiful book.
And then hopefully after you buy it, you'll go back and you just click on where it says to do a review
like
of the
stars.
You just click the stars and it will do that.
Right, yeah. Click the stars and say, cool, I liked it.
Right.
Hopefully you do.
Because
well,
you have to look like it's so cute. Like Hollywood was so little compared to her mom.
Yeah, that's Hollywood and her mom.
She was just kind of a miracle little puppy. Like the vet said, oh... Kind of, it's a good, she's a prayer dog, and she worked for her, because she...
Prayers of the righteous availeth
much. She
was
so small, and they said that they should be put her down, because she was having convulsions and stuff, and we prayed, and she hasn't had them anymore. In fact, she went to the vet, I think it was in June, and he goes, whoa, this is a healthy dog. Her teeth are healthy. Oliver's healthy. Yeah, and she loves to go for walks and run, and... play. She's a wonderful dog. So we're glad we're helping dog rescue because God loves all his creation.
Yes.
So we'll say, have a happy summer. Oh, truth wins.
Truth wins.
Ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
If you want to talk to us, you can go to truthwins.com. We have a phone you can call. We also, you can contact us by prayer at truthwins.com. And we love praying because we are doing a lot about healing. We have all kinds of people we prayed for and all kinds of miracles because the truth sets you free.
Amen.
So we'll see you next week. Try to stay cool. We've been trying to stay cool.
Yeah.
It's been a little hot but we're ready. I think we have one more
I keep rebuking it. Wind, come.
Yeah, we have one more little... stint, and then we're ready to not be above 100.
Yeah. Well, today's not 100.
No, today isn't. We went to the lake with Miss Hollywood, and she walked around. There was a nice breeze, and it was beautiful. And we gave glory to God for all his beautiful creation.
Right. Running around saying, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
thank you, Jesus.
The lake is so pretty. So we'll let you go. Love you. See you next week.